The co-chair of the Women's Giving Fund, Jody Gross, was floored when learning that 1,154 people paid the $1,000 to be founding members.
We were over 15% what our goal was, which was extraordinarily exciting. And I think the thing that is most exciting is that it really was 1,154 women who did it. It was just women who gave. It wasn't like we had $100,000 gifts or $200,000 gifts. It was just a lot of over 1,000 of $1,000 gifts from women.
She says they had just hit their goal of 1,000 in early April, but with an approaching deadline and a matching grant, they saw a huge swell and just let it run through the end of the month.
They just were rolling in, and people up until the last day were calling up and faxing stuff in, and it was just exciting. And very few dollars came from Salt Lake. I mean, just a few. It really was Park City people, second homeowners, but mostly just women. They were able to pay $84 a month, and they were able to make it happen. And they were really proud of their gift. And it's so exciting because they're going to get to be involved for the rest of their life.
It's been a great community project, she says, in more ways than just raising $1 million.
Women have a chance now to interact with each other that might not ever meet each other otherwise. And it's just a great outlet for community service that's going to happen in the future, as well as social events will happen. And also, you know, the annual event where we'll be voting on where we send our money every year, which will happen in early 2015.
The campaign to get the word out, she says, grew as the number of members did. While some money was spent on social events and a few advertisements, she says it was mostly women telling their friends.
It was mostly word of mouth, people having little gatherings in their homes. You know, we spent so little money doing this campaign. It's pretty extraordinary, if you ask me, because stuff got donated. We had that holiday party where we had everyone bring a bottle of wine. We had leftover wine. We were able to use that wine at events for months to come. It was, like, incredible.
That's Jody Gross, co-chair of the Women's Giving Fund. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.